This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I hope you're having some good vibrations, because guess what? Today and then tomorrow and then it's the weekend. Yay! I hope you're having a good start to your morning and having some good vibrations. I've got good vibrations in the studio. You knew that was coming, because Carrie Smeda is here, the Associate Executive Director with Manna Food Pantries. Every time you make a donation to Manna, I promise you, you're going to have good vibes. That's for segue, Carrie.
I think that's absolutely perfect.
Good morning to you. I'm so glad you're here with us this morning to talk about Manna and what's happening there this summer.
Yes.
How's it going?
It's going.
I guess so.
Yeah, we're staying busy and that's not always in the best way, unfortunately.
True. That is so true. So for folks that don't know, let's back up a little bit and just tell everybody what Manna Food Pantries is all about, who you are, how it works. Maybe there's some misconceptions out there. Maybe someone has absolutely no idea. They think, well, what is this now?
Yeah. So Manna Food Pantries serves the hungry in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. We provide food assistance through our pantry and through our 18 food security programs with 27 partners now throughout the community.
When you say partners, mm-hmm. can you give a couple of examples?
Yeah, so we work with Boys and Girls Clubs of the Emerald Coast, for example, to do our Tummy Bundles program. That program provides food assistance to kiddos in their programs. We work with Volunteers of America. They operate Pensacola Veterans Village. That's transitional housing for our veterans who need a little help to get that step up, and so we provide food assistance to support their efforts. And so other groups like that that are doing other wraparound services. And so when the food goes alongside those services, we really kind of wrap our arms around that individual or that family and lift them up in mm-hmm. a much more impactful way. So we love collaboration and partnership. But all of those resources are provided absolutely at no charge to our partners and through our pantry service.
That's amazing. Yeah. So you really do depend upon the generosity of the community.
We absolutely do. That's exactly right.
So then tell us how this works. So I have been to the warehouse, which is not a big enough word for your facility, but describe the process a little bit. If I decide I want to donate, how does it work?
Yeah, so Manna loves donations. We say the three things: food, funds, and volunteers. And so always we're looking for donations of healthy, non-perishable food items. So those are going to be things like canned chicken and tuna, canned fruit in 100% juice, mm-hmm. Peanut butter, that's Brent Lynn's favorite.
Yes.
oatmeal, the boxes of the individual packets are really fantastic. Things like that, the healthy things that you would feed your own family.
Mm-hmm.
And then those financial gifts are so important. They really allow us to address our greatest needs at any given time. And it also allows us that to purchase food. So when we have those circumstances when we don't have the particular food item that we need to pack a healthy food bag or box, then we make a food purchase.
Mm-hmm.
We do that in bulk. So we can really stretch that financial gift much further than you'd be able to at the grocery store. And then, of course, we always need volunteers. Last year, more than 4,200 volunteers served Manna.
That's I didn't realize it was that many.
Oh,
wow.
Yes. It's thousands. And so they really make the whole thing go. And so we're always looking for volunteers as well.
So as a volunteer, what are some of the ways that I can help? Now, I've actually had the privilege of being there and sorting.
Yes.
I've actually spent a day when we were out there just sorting stuff, because you get so many donations every day and you have a whole system of how you put the cans over here. And actually, what was interesting to me was discovering that even expired things or quote unquote expired are actually not necessarily spoiled.
That's right. And so volunteers serve in a number of different ways. And in our warehouse, as you described, and also help us with administrative duties. Some of our volunteers go out to our special events and help off-site. So they really serve in a number of ways. But our volunteers in the warehouse do so many different tasks, including sorting that food. And when they're looking at those food items that have been donated, they're really looking to check the integrity of the packaging,
mm-hmm.
but also looking at those dates, those marked dates. And we know that poof, magically the food doesn't go bad on those dates.
Those dates
are really marketing tools. So we reference USDA and foodsafety.gov to tell mm-hmm. us when is safe to use those foods and for how long? And so we reference that when we're doing those projects.
Well, I always like to mention that, because if you are cleaning out mm-hmm. your pantry and you say, oh gosh, that expired in, you know, July 1st, don't necessarily throw that away, because it may still be good. It may still, the food actually still make it, and like you said, you can check it or you can donate it and they will check it.
That's exactly right.
Definitely keep that in mind. We're talking with Carrie Smeda. She is with the Man of Food Pantries, the Associate Executive Director. Dee Dee Flalnecker is the Executive Director, and you've had her on the show many times. And so I wanted to have y'all come on today because I was saying to her before we got on the air that so often I know I think a lot about people having not enough food during the holidays. I think about it at Thanksgiving, but I'm kind of guilty of not thinking about it so much in the summertime. But I guess, you know, when I'm really trying to be honest, people are hungry year round.
That's right.
This is not something that's just seasonal.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And, you know, certainly with families with children, we definitely see a rise in need. And, you know, they're not receiving that breakfast and lunch that they were getting while they were in school. And so so we see those families coming in. We have seen something unique to this summer that we haven't seen in some time, which is a significant increase in the number of homeless families. So,
really?
So homeless individuals with children. And so
that's not good.
No, it's not. And so so that's something that we're very concerned about. But overall, we do see a rise in need in the summer months. And so we ask our community to not forget us, not forget those folks who are struggling through these summer months. And also, we're preparing to start feeding children again for those school programs. School is just a month away, if you can believe it.
Yeah, I
can't. And so we're preparing those food bags for our kiddos as we speak right now in our warehouse.
Wow. Okay. So what are the items that you need for those?
Yeah, that's a really great question, because the food items that we use in our kiddos bags are different than the rest of the food bags and boxes that we pack. These are items like fruit cups and vegetable cups that have the peel off tops. That's really important, because if a kiddo gets a bag of food, we want them to be able to safely manage it themselves. And so it's those plastic cups with peel tops of fruits and veggies.
There's applesauce ones.
That's
all
right.
Different. Yeah, I've seen
That's
all
right.
the different ones for kids.
That's right. And also, we use the pouches, so that instead of the tuna cans or chicken cans, we use the pouches and the kits. That's really good for our kiddos programs. We use shelf-stable milk. I was just chatting with somebody about this yesterday.
Okay.
We know how important that calcium is for kids, and so shelf-stable milk is not a thing that I knew about before I worked at a food pantry. But
I've seen those before.
Yeah, but they're little cartons.
What about the things that come in the little pouches, like Capri Sun, those kinds of things? Do you accept that? And water. I was just sitting here thinking for the homeless.
Yes.
I've seen so many folks on the streets, and it's so hot.
Yeah.
Do you accept water donations too?
We sure do. So, you know, the juice items, we're looking for 100% juice always.
Mm-hmm.
And then water bottles, you know, unique to our Backpack for Teens program. That's a partnership that we have with the Santa Rosa County School District. That program in particular serves unhoused or unaccompanied youth, as they refer to them. So these might be teens that are couch hopping or kind of moving around, maybe living in a car.
Gosh.
And what the school district told us is, asked for was water bottles in those food bags. And sometimes it's because they want to drink that water, but other times it's just because they'd like to use it for hygiene so they can brush their teeth.
Right, of course.
So just things we don't always think about. Mm-hmm. So absolutely, we'll accept those donations.
Okay, if you just joined us this morning, we're talking with Carrie Smeda. She is the Associate Executive Director with Man of Food Pantries. So if you've got a question, she's our expert this morning on the expert panel. 850-437-1620. We'd love to hear from you, and we're going to tell you more ways that you can help coming up right after the break. This is Pep Talk. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. My expert this morning is Carrie Smeda. She is with Man of Food Pantries. And a lot of us are busy going to the beach, having family in. But let's just take a second this morning to think about those that might not be having such a great summer and may be in need. There's a lot of ways that we can help, right, Carrie?
That's exactly right.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about what's on the calendar right now for Man of Food Pantry.
Yeah, well, you know, we just wrapped up Donut Strike.
Saw that. That's hilarious.
Yes, it's such a fun way to bring attention to such a serious topic.
Right.
And so this is the one where all of our first responders in the two-county area, they come together and they vow not to eat a single donut.
Oh, my God.
until they have raised food and funds for MANA. And, you know, of course, it's all in jest. guest, and it's fun. But they do a fantastic job. They go out to our some grocer locations, and they engage with the public. Mm-hmm. That is both meaningful for them.
Right.
You know, the fire departments get to talk about fire safety with the public, and our police departments get to talk about, you know, do some community policing and that sort of thing. And so it's very impactful for them as well, but also for MANA. And so this year, I'm so happy and pleased to say that they, through food and funds, raised the equivalent of 47,895 healthy meals for our community.
Yeah. That's incredible.
They knocked it out of the park.
It's just a few days, right?
That's right.
I mean, oh my gosh.
That's right.
Well, kudos to them. That's amazing.
Yes.
That is amazing.
And I cannot leave that topic without telling you that the top donor this year was Escambia County Fire Rescue.
Oh, they
did a fantastic job.
It does get a little competitive,
doesn't
it?
That's right. They're the non-official competition.
All right. Congratulations to them. Thank you so much.
That's right. And then, you know, next up, well, actually right now, currently, we are doing the Strike Out Hunger food drive. That's in partnership with the Pensacola Blue Wahoos and Whataburger.
Okay.
And so for all home games, and we're currently in the middle of a homestand right now, all the home games, they're collecting food for MANA. So as you walk through the gates to Blue Wahoos Stadium there, you will find some collection boxes. You can drop food items in. They're really focusing this particular homestand on canned veggies. And then July 21st through the 26th, they'll be focused on canned chicken and tuna, but always looking for the canned veggies, the canned chicken and tuna, the canned fruit and oatmeal. So
excellent.
Yeah. So
and that's
going to
be the whole summer then, I'm assuming.
Just for the month of July.
Oh, month of July. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's
very good.
It.
Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then Whataburger has the same thing. They have donation drop-offs there, or how does that work?
Yeah. Great question. So the partnership there is that if you bring those donations to Blue Wahoo Stadium, and you make a donation, then you get to get one of those coveted Whataburger coupons.
Oh, now
so
we got
that's
the
right.
Okay.
So you get some Whataburger goodies in exchange.
Okay.
So,
that's
a great one.
Yeah, that's a great one. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, all right. So we need to clean out the pantry and or just go buy a bulk thing of vegetables.
That's right.
You can get like a 12-pack or something like that.
Yep.
You take soups too. I was thinking because a lot of times you see the soups now have the 4-packs, 6-packs.
We sure do. Yeah. You know, and it's with soups especially, we're looking for those low sodium options.
Right, right.
But I'll tell you, you know, every food item will fit the bill for MANA, mm-hmm. right? So while we focus on those healthy items, I'll tell you that, you know, no donation is too small. No donation will be turned away. And I think that's really important for folks to understand. So mm-hmm. so while we're mentioning kind of the healthier options right now, I want folks to know that always they can make a donation at MANA.
So you could do some snacks and things like that maybe that aren't as healthy.
That's right. Well, you know, our school resource officers utilize those snacks in a very different way. So we have a school resource officer food program.
Uh-huh.
We work, I think we're in about 18 to 25 schools at any given time across the 2-county area, where our school resource officers are using those snack items to kind of open the door, open the conversation with a student who might be hungry. And we'll get to the healthy food after mm-hmm. we establish that relationship, right? It really shifts the dynamic with law enforcement. So it's a really powerful program.
That makes perfect sense. Well, I love the Strike Out Hunger. I think that's a lot of fun. So that's a really, really clever strikeout, get it, baseball.
That's right. That's exactly right. And we'll be out there at Blue Wahoo Stadium on the 22nd. So we'll be excited to see everybody on that night. That's Blue Angels night, and it's a fireworks night. So it's going to be a big one.
Yeah, I guess so. All right. What else is on your plate, so to speak?
Yeah. So, you know, lots of food drives going on right now. I'm so pleased to say. Next week, Joe Hobbs, and if you're familiar with his work, oh my goodness, what a fantastic artist. But Joe Hobbs Gallery is collecting food donations for MANA next week. So if you pop by there to check out the gallery, take a little food donation with you. Of course, we have our ongoing crew food drive.
Oh.
So that happens throughout the year. But of course, that final weigh-in is just before Mardi Gras.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got a crew, you're a member of a crew, or you have a favorite crew, certainly you can contribute to their total poundage by donating. We're looking forward. I know that I'm looking a little ways out, but in September, we're going to be at Gallery Night. So make sure you stop by there. Bring some food by.
Great.
And pop by Joe Zarzar's office there where we'll be collecting as well for Gallery Night. So,
okay.
And then down the pike, Pensacan. Can't believe it, but it's already here.
Pensacon or Pensacan?
Pensacan.
Just checking.
Yeah, Pensacan, where they're building very cool structures out of full cans of food.
Right. Yes. That's right. I remember that.
So if you're interested in having a team and being a part of that, we're taking the signups right now.
And one of the fun things you can do, too, is with your business. You can have a competition within the business with your employees and do something like that. So that's always fun.
Yes.
We did have a text that just came in, and then it's asking, do you accept fruits and vegetables?
So I assume the fresh produce.
Right, yeah. The fresh produce.
So we do accept fresh produce, but I will say we really are focused on those non-perishable items, right? The shelf life of them lasts a lot longer, and we do have some programs where we distribute fresh produce. For example, we have a partnership where we do a food as medicine program where we work with local healthcare providers who have identified patients who are food insecure but also would benefit from introducing that fresh produce into their diet. And so so we love to be able to distribute fresh produce when we can, but it's always, making sure that it's distributed in a safe time frame.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're talking with Carrie Schmeda. She was with Mana Food Bank, Food Pantries. So if you are interested in donating, what's a good website that they could go to find out about the things that are really good donations?
Yeah, so to learn more, you'd go to manahelps.org. So that's MANNAHELPS.org. And there's a page there for food drives. You can get a food drive toolkit and look at all the things we're looking for. There's also a page for volunteer sign up and to make, of course, a financial gift. And so it's all right there.
Okay. When we come back, we're going to talk about if you do have a donation, where you can take that. So we'll give you all the information. Coming up right after the break, we're talking about Mana Food Pantries. Today's a good day. Just head over to one of our big box stores. We've got a couple new ones that just opened up, by the way, and pick up a little something and drop it off. So we'll be back in just a minute with Carrie and Mana and Pep Talk. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. My expert this morning bringing good vibrations to the studio and to anybody that's out there needing help is Carrie Smeda with Mana Food Pantries. We did get another text in from one of our listeners, and she says, or he says, I wasn't listening carefully. That's okay. Where would I take individual containers of the veggies and fruits? And that's what we wanted to talk about is, okay, you've sold me on the idea of donating. Now what do I do?
Yeah.
Where are you located? How does it work? I don't just drop it off and leave it in the parking lot,
no,
right?
No, yeah, no, please don't do that. Thank you for that question. If you'd like to make a donation, whether it's a financial gift and you'd like to deliver that in person or make a contribution of food, then you can bring that to Mana. We are located at 3030 North E Street in Pensacola. And when you arrive there, you'll see some signage that directs you to the donation door. So we have a little side street, Hay Street. You can drive on up and you'll see there the donation door. You ring the doorbell and one of our staff members or a volunteer in our warehouse will greet you there at the door and they'll gladly accept that. You can drop that off during business hours, Monday through Friday. If we are after hours or over the weekend, there is a bin that's outside of the door right there, the donation door, where you can drop your donations into and we'll get them out of there promptly. So also, if you don't need a receipt for your donation, some folks don't like to get those receipts, collect them, or use them in any way. So you can always just drop off into that bin as well and carry on with your day.
Okay, what are the hours?
Yeah.
And what days are you open again?
Yeah.
Available?
So Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. We will be there to greet you at the door. So
okay. And then here's the tough question. What if I am in need? I find myself, maybe I've been out of work, I lost a position. Now I'm in a situation where I need some help. So how do I go about getting help?
Yeah.
Can I walk in or how does that work?
Yeah, that's a great question. And so the best way to get service from Mana is to call our number at 850-432-2053. And then we'll work with you to find an appointment time during our pantry service. Pantry service is offered on Monday and Thursday afternoons right there at that E Street facility. And so we'll schedule an appointment for assistance. I will tell you that, sometimes folks have work circumstances or others that kind of prevent them from getting there at certain times. So I always encourage folks to also call 211. You literally dial 211. and that'll put you in touch with United Way's referral service. They have the database of all of the resources in our community, so it's a great tool.
Food, housing, everything.
That's right.
Okay. Gosh, Kara, I know how busy you are this summer. Thank you so much for coming in on this hot day to give us some good vibrations on ways we can help.
Thanks for having
us. Really appreciate all that you do. Say hi to my friend Dee Dee and all the gang that's over at Mana Food Pantries today. You've been listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. It's summertime. It's good vibrations time, Beach Boys, surfing, USA, all that good stuff. You want to feel good? Do something good. You can drop off a donation. You can actually bring something by Mana today. Why not? This is Pep Talk.